am. How come you still think it's just a phase? Don't know why. Can't you see I'm hopelessness embraced? I'm doing okay. Keep messing up my lifestyle, never make it on time. Realize in hindsight, cause I'm a fool. Spinning upside down now, cause I ruined date night. Trying to make a joke about how I'm a fool. I'm not in a mood, I'm being rude. I'm just a tool, missing a screw. Keep messing up my lifestyle, messing up a lifetime. Messing up till I die, cause I'm a fool. I don't know where it started, no. I've always made it harder for myself. That's kinda how I want it. I get lost in my thoughts and I like it there. Overrated. You should eat what I serve, think it over. How come you still think it's just a phase? Don't know why. Can't you see I'm hopelessness embraced? I'm doing okay. Keep messing up my lifestyle, never make it on time. Realize in hindsight, cause I'm a fool. Smiling upside down now, cause I ruined date night. Trying to make a joke about how I'm a fool. Frustrated, I'm laughing it out. My wits are dislocated, I'm rolling without. Say I'm sorry, but you should know I'm not really. I'm happy, you should know by now that I'm just a hopeless case. I hope it's okay. Keep messing up my lifestyle, never make it on time. Realize in hindsight, cause I'm a fool. Smiling upside down now, cause I ruined the day.
All right, welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the show. It's called It's All About Perspective. Did I say that already?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
What? Whoa. That is
No, that's
me.
That's not like...
You just explicit. Let me go? You don't
fact-check
me?
Basically what it is that I trust you so implicitly to get it right.
Wow.
And you do every time, to my knowledge... But I don't always listen in because I know that you're going to nail it.
Right. Like 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the show is It's All About Perspective.
Exactly. You say that every time, pretty much the exact same way.
I'm pretty sure I say it the same inflection, the same pauses.
Yeah.
It's that public speaking.
So it's like second nature to you, and hearing you say it is second nature to me. So
okay.
I don't listen for specifics anymore.
That was a good save.
Well, it's not even a save, it's the truth.
Okay. Remy, we had some fun last week with our spring break woos. I just want to recap that because I'm not gonna
is
do
it really in need
no, I'm not gonna
recap.
And there's no recapping, but just I played that for some people.
Mm-hmm.
We made some people laugh. We made some people happy. With
well,
that,
that's what we aim to do.
With that
here
bit,
It's All About Perspective.
With DJ
laugh.
Sweet Fig, 91.5 WMFO.
We can't keep doing this. The whole show goes by. And we're just cyclically.
I'm gonna look for every opportunity to insert it.
Wow.
That can be like a running gag of this show.
For the next four shows that we have until we graduate.
Remy,
way to put a damper on things.
Remy, why? Why? Why do you do... What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
Can you explain the origin of what do you mean for the listeners?
Well, to be honest, I don't exactly know the... Well, I know the origin, but it doesn't have a story per se. It's just something that one of my housemates' girlfriend used to say a lot and still does say. And then he started saying it a lot. And then I started saying it a lot.
That's just so crazy to me because for like 2 years I would just say anything. I would say something to you. I always say outlandish things that are purposely outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe outlandish isn't the right word, but it's just quite clearly a joke. And you'll hit me with a, do you want to do it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah.
And that's just a quintessential Remy in my head. But
yeah, I would.
Then you drop that bomb on me.
I would
that
say
it's
that
not.
Nowadays, I probably say it more than they do.
I'm a fan. So. I'm a fan of it.
But you know, people have sayings that come and go. I've had sayings that I used to say a lot that I don't say anymore.
You spawned a thought in my head. I explained to Kari today, Kari, who is a professor here at Tufts, is my advanced filmmaking professor and was your screenwriting professor, because my hard drive is called, they call me Dylan's hard drive. So he was like, why is it, what does that mean, they call me Dylan? And I had to kind of walk him through it a little bit. And there's really no reason or story to it. It just evolved. Mm-hmm. To that, and yeah. I just started saying that very often, and you can kind of probably talk about this a little bit, is that I don't intend to start nicknames for myself, but I just say things, and then people start calling me those things that I say.
Probably because those things are so outlandish that they stick in people's brains.
Like Shaboy Berries.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Shaboy Berries is one. They call me Dylan, and Shaboy Berries are the big two. Yeah. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And in the pyro realm, also just Shaboy.
What's pyro?
I don't know, man. I don't even know anymore. Let's throw a song on because this song is going to be extremely fitting for the aforementioned group.
It's a throwback.
But pay attention to the title.
They were before. Oh, yeah. You kill me with your kisses. So.
Every word you say, yeah, you were sweet, but you was lying. Everything you covered up, making up just to keep me from crying. Oh, I wish that you would have treated me bad. The truth is, you couldn't have loved me better. Now I'm left feeling twice as sad. I wish you would have treated me bad, bad. Wish that you would have treated me. Catching on to you, blinded by your lips so smooth. Excusing all of your gotta goes, leaving me to be all alone. That you took my heart just the same. I probably should have known better. I probably should have known better. Every word you say, yeah, you were sweet, but you was lying. Everything you covered up, making up just to keep me from crying. Oh, I wish that you.
Look you in your eye. What are you willing to do? Oh, tell me what.
right, you just heard Heart, Heart, Heartbreak by Boys Like Girls, followed by Bad by Lennon Stella, followed by Kiss It Better by Rihanna. Remy, I have a hot question for you.
All right, lay it on me.
And it's about that previous song, Kiss It Better, Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
You're a man who frequents the gym.
Yes.
What kind of music do you listen in the gym? And I ask this because I listen to all types of music when I'm in the gym, including slow songs like that past song I would listen to while I'm curling.
Mm-hmm.
What are you I'm curling it. It's just kind of stupid, but
yeah.
I don't mind it.
I would say when I was just starting out in the gym, I would mostly listen to pretty upbeat, like pump-up songs.
But, like EDM?
Definitely some EDM, but not necessarily. Any song that had like a was fast tempo, was like kind of a big, loud sound, synthesizers, drums.
You're
all that
in the gym kind of guy?
Well, that's when I was first starting. Now, basically, I don't have a workout playlist anymore. I just shuffle all my songs, and I pick songs based on...
Wow, that's bold.
...on how tired I'm feeling. So if I just do a set and it really makes me very tired, I'll throw on a slow song because I feel like that will help me catch my breath and give my brain and body a little bit more rest.
So the opposite of what I think probably most people would do.
Why would you say that?
Wouldn't most people when they are... I don't remember if we've spoken about this on or off the air because I know your answer, but we can say this on the air, I hope.
Okay.
When you're sad... Do you listen to sad music, or do you listen to happy music to lift you up?
Sad music.
So I knew that was your answer, and I don't know that if we've spoken about that on the show before. I think that's interesting. Granted, if I'm sad, I just don't listen to anything.
Okay. Well,
my go-to is not music, but...
Yeah. So you're saying that I... Well, in that
I think
instance,
people, when they're tired, would try to pump themselves up with another, like, Darude Sandstorm comes on.
I see what you're saying. I guess for me, I want to be as rested as possible for the next set, and it's not...
So it's kind of like to help your resting heart rate calm down
again. Help me recuperate.
Ooh. Because
I don't care about the music. I'm trying to get in as many quality sets and reps as I can.
Okay. Well, let me throw out another...
You don't get biceps this big by not doing that strategy.
Have you ever measured... This is going to sound really weird.
No, I haven't ever.
No. Your biceps.
No,
I should clarify that.
I haven't measured my biceps.
My dad asked me that once, and I was like...
He asked you about my biceps?
He asked me, did you ever measure Remy's biceps?
Wow.
I was like, no. And he's like...
Well, you should.
Just from the sound of his voice, I can tell.
Bob
has not said that.
I feel like...
For legal reasons. Bob has not said that.
Yeah. That's... when you start to measure things like that, that's getting into a level of training that I'm not prepared.
You're not
to be
counting
at yet.
Your calories.
I don't track macros at all. I don't measure size of like chest and
you fault
and arms.
Me for eating bread.
Well, not always, but white bread is sometimes bad.
I haven't
for
had
you.
That now in like over a year.
Well, over a year, that can't be true.
That's so true.
What do you have? Whole
wheat.
Oh, yeah. You. Oh,
you've had a positive impact in my life.
Good. I still remember the day that my parents brought home whole wheat bread for the first time, and they said, we're not eating white bread anymore. We're eating whole wheat bread.
I draw the line at whole wheat pasta, though. I don't want to see it.
I only eat
I don't
want to
exist in the same air molecules as whole wheat pasta.
Why?
Pasta shouldn't be brown. Get
well,
that out of here.
That's offensive.
Pasta? Pasta?
I don't care about the
color.
Did
I just defend the whole rigatoni?
I care about the taste and the texture, and those things are fine in the whole week. Anyway, I don't know how we got here. We're talking about measuring biceps.
Right. So I had another thing
for you.
I can't even remember it now. Damn, what was I going to say? We were talking about... Remy, you threw me off. You threw me off with that bit there. That you like, you support whole wheat pasta.
Well, I also essentially grew up on that because my, parents started making us eat whole wheat when I was pretty young.
Okay.
So,
well, that's
just really all I've ever known.
The heart, heart, heartbreak. I actually heard that in the gym for the first time ever.
Was it today?
No.
Oh, because I noticed they were playing some really interesting music in the gym today, like not gym music.
Oh, They always play country.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't want to hear Dirt Road or about dirt roads or houses or farms or tractors.
Yeah.
When I'm working
out. Well, I don't really like country that much either, but I don't think that country music is played that often in the gym. I also think it depends. I don't know how they do the sound system, but I feel like it might be determined by who's sitting at the desk at the time.
It is.
Okay. So then it's just up to their like preference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess whatever time you go,
the person's working there. Well, too many people like country, then that's my issue, is that I don't like how many people like country.
I almost never hear country there, to be honest.
I'm not... I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, you listen to your own music anyway.
Yeah, but it interferes. Because they changed the mechanism of plugging in headphones on the bottom of your iPhone now, I don't have headphones that fit, that are noise canceling.
You can get a dongle.
I had a dongle, and I lost the dongle. Well, Ryan lost my dongle.
You can get a new one, and or I have an SE, which still has a headphone jack. So
an SE?
Yeah.
What is an SE?
It's an iPhone SE.
SE? Yeah. What's the E?
I don't know.
What? What does the E stand for? What's the S stand for?
I don't know.
What number?
It doesn't have a number.
What? What are you talking about?
It doesn't have a number.
What did you get this from? Wish?
What's Wish?
Do you not know about Wish?
No.
Wish.com/the app?
No.
It's like an app that sells, let's say, a normal thing, so like an iPhone or like a diamond necklace, let's say, and it'll show you the diamond necklace, and it'll show like what things normally cost.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like $5,000, and then it'll be like, but you can pay $5 for it, and you're like, wow, like that's kind of crazy. Hmm. Or like Yeezys, and it's just like knockoff stuff. So
yeah,
like
okay.
Stuff that looks like Yeezys would be like $5,000, mm-hmm. but you pay like $50 for these Yeezy lookalikes.
Yeah, no, I got this at the Apple store. One of the Apple stores.
SE?
Yes, look it up. I have it on my computer right now.
Give me a swivel.
A swivel of, I mean, well, it's just...
Yeah. Oh, you have the nightlight thing on, too.
What nightlight?
You know how...
Oh, Flux?
Yeah, yes, I think so. It's called Night Shift on my computer.
Well,
are you in support of that?
I have the app, which is called Flux.
So it just automatically turns the blue light down?
Well, once you get the app.
Do you think that helps you fall asleep at night?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
I mean, the thing about Flux is that you don't notice it until you turn it off. And then you are attacked by light, and your eyes hurt, and your brain frizzes, and you're like, you need to go back.
You think you don't notice the orange on the screen?
Well, if you're working on your computer since before the orange starts to come on, you won't notice it because it's pretty gradual, I would say. And then eventually you'll be like, okay, yeah, it's pretty apparent.
It's orangey.
Yeah. I don't think it helps me fall asleep per se, but it helps me not, like,
whoa.
Get
I just did
too
it.
Hyperactive.
Okay, well, I'm always hyperactive.
Well, you can't be helped.
I'm a whole different story. We need specialists for that.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Remy, I'm glad we got to discuss. I'm going to try and remember what I was going to say to you before.
Okay, you think about it.
While we do that, let's toss on another song.
Let's do it.
Darling, you are the one for me. You are the one for me. You are the song I'm singing, darling. You are the song I sing. You are the melody. And I'm singing, I want to be lost. River flowing, it's rushing over us, rushing over us. And if the current pulls us under, if we're turned around or broken, you'll be the
you hear who we are, let it take us to the stars.
Like an old abandoned house. What you said when you left just left me cold and out of breath. I fell too far, was in way too deep. Guess I let you get the best. And walked away. There was nothing I could say. And when you slammed the front door shut, a lot of others opened up. So did my eyes, so I could see that you never were the best. I should have started running a long, long time ago. And I never thought I'd doubt you. I'm better off without you.
All right, you just heard You Are the One by Matt Hires, followed by Over You by Daughtry.
I haven't heard Over You in a long, long time.
Remy, we just belted that, and my voice does not have that range.
And I have a cold, so
ooh.
You can imagine how it sounded, and it was not good.
Although, I have some spicy content for you right here.
What's that?
So I've spoken about my public speaking professor a couple times on the show now.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, we were doing calls. So not singing and not speaking loudly, but doing essentially like a mild version of a yodel with these certain phrases, the point of you to practice your projection,
mm-hmm.
basically. And I went first. And she, first of all, she thought I have a nice tone. Second of all, she was like, oh, Dylan, you're a singer. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah, I can tell. Like, do you sing? And I'm like, in the car? And then she goes, have you been in a play? And I'm like, oh, well, yeah.
Have you been in a play or a musical?
I've been in both.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I've been in a play, actually. I think I've only been in musicals.
Mm.
But regardless, she's something in my voice apparently gives, she's like, oh, I can tell that you like do this in your regular voice. And I was like, I think I just do voices. I think I'm just around my friends and I do voices and I sing in a very nerdy way right here. You know, we play at my house, we play the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has that theme song. Da, 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 da. So for some reason, my housemate John likes to say meow for each beat.
Hmm.
For example,
he nope. goes,
meow, 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 meow. So he does that, right?
Yeah.
But I've kind of elaborated on that, and I'm going to take a step back from the mic, actually, but I've made it operatic.
I'm legitimately afraid for what's
going to
happen.
So, you know, as the song's playing in between games, I'll literally be sitting there just like zoning out, like meow, 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 you know, as I go.
Yeah.
So in my head, that's what I'm thinking of. Is she's like, Dylan, I can tell you're a singer. And I'm like, would you like an example? Meow, meow, meow. It makes no sense. But she had me go first, and I think I did a lovely job.
And you yodeled in front of the class.
She also, well, everyone did. And oh God, I can't describe this next part actually. So I'm gonna skim over that part a little bit. However, she said that she thought I have all the skills. The skill set to be like the like prime at public speaking.
Really?
She said, if I tried, which I do try. She said, oh, not if I tried. She said, if I'm into it, if I'm like excited about it, if I'm enthusiastic about it.
Well, you can't just be a professional public speaker, right? That's not a job.
Try me.
Well, no, right? That's not. You could be like. Public speaking can play a part in a job that you do.
How did you? I don't understand your jump there.
Well, she said you could be. What did she say exactly?
She just said that I have the. She thought that I have the ability and like the tone, because I, you know, I kind of speak with like different vocal variety,
yeah.
And like I pause sometimes in my speech, so I do that already, kind of just talking with you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying that I do that. I have the things. The skill, the aspects in my speech to be a good public speaker.
Okay,
it's just I need to be enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
If I'm like not excited about the topic, like my first speech,
mm-hmm.
then I don't do that. But the second speech, I also tried really hard on that second speech to like do a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that I did. So I'm making a persuasive speech now about. I'm curious what you think about this actually. The specific purpose, this is how you talk about, you know, what your speech is and everything. The specific purpose of my persuasive speech is to persuade the class that violent video games do not cause players to become violent in real life.
I agree with that.
I was about to say I think, considering I said the first thing, I don't need to say
I think
that.
Losing at violent video games is what causes people to be violent in real life.
Whoa.
Because I cannot tell you how many times I have been flaming mad after losing like a
but or, is that like, only like, when you lose violent video games or when you lose to violent to video games,
well,
period?
I think there's something about violent video games that, well, I'm thinking specifically of like playing online Call of Duty, which I did,
mm-hmm.
a lot in middle school,
mm-hmm.
And a little bit in high school, in that when I know that there is someone else out there who is killing me repeatedly, that makes me very angry.
Okay.
If I die to the CPU, I get frustrated, but not in the same way as if I were to die from a real person. And that's compounded when I feel like that person is doing something that is like cheap or lame.
Do you have the same frustration when a blue shell hits you in Mario Kart?
I don't play enough Mario Kart to
have you don't know the pain of being in first.
I know what,
and being
what
hit blue with a blue shell
do, but I don't,
and having someone pass you for first place.
I do too much.
I do too much.
Anyway, and then my other thing that I would say is that humans were incredibly, incredibly violent before the advent of video games.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say that as a whole, and I have no basis for this other than
I have stats to back it up,
that since video games have been invented, humans have probably gotten less violent.
So that's actually true.
Okay.
That violent video games...
Oh, I'm pretty smart then.
As the sales of violent video games have gone up, the number of aggressive like crimes and everything has actually gone down.
Yeah.
And same with incarceration rate of like juveniles has gone down.
Yeah. The whole thing about violent video games making people more violent is, I think, just something that was made up by parents who don't like video games.
Right. And a lot of the way, here's my little practice bit. You can tell me whether this is a good point to say in my persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
Persuasion? Yeah, right. So a lot of times people like to use anecdotes, right? Mm-hmm. So taking a minority, an example, like an exception, and saying that applies as if it's the rule, even though it's actually the exception.
Yeah.
So saying that like someone... Granted, we should say we are against violence. Like,
oh yeah, I feel like that might not even need to be pointed out.
It should go without saying, but we're obviously against violence. So like someone doing,
I just talking like, yes, I'm pro violence.
I am, for legal reasons and real life reasons, we are against violence. But so a real life person, someone who commits a violent crime, right?
Mm.
It's 90% of men, especially of young men, play video games,
mm-hmm,
in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the top 50 selling games, more than half are violent.
Mm-hmm.
So saying that this person who happened to be violent, who committed this violent crime, also happened to play these video games,
mm-hmm,
is not a difficult connection to make.
Yeah.
And there's also, you know, the issue of correlation is not causation.
Yeah.
If I heard that one more time freshman year, I was gonna scream. That's,
did you take a stats class freshman year?
I took psych, I took econ, I took a lot of things, but I heard a lot of correlation is not causation, mm-hmm, in my life, and it was a lot, man.
I've been there.
Have you?
Well, I actually just took psych stats last semester, so...
That wasn't a challenging... Have you, Remy?
Well, I
have,
you really? I didn't take it as one. I was just like... That was in the... You know, there was a couple slides that just said...
correlation is not causation.
Like, many, many, many times. And it was like once, and then he'd say, okay, next slide. And it'd be like, five times, next slide, like 50 times.
It's ingrained in me. It's ingrained in me. Correlation
is not
causation.
I think it's probably ingrained in most people. I think most people
that's
are
a good point. That's a good thing for people to know.
Anyway, the bottom line is... Losing in violent video games will make you violent, and or lag.
Lag? Oh, yes.
Lag.
Would you rather have no internet or slow internet? Did I ask you this?
No, but that's I mean, you have to take slow internet over no internet and
Not most people would disagree with you, I think. I agree with you. Slow internet over no internet.
You just have
internet
to understand that you're going to be limited. Like, you can't stream, and you probably have to wait a while to watch things.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can do those things as opposed to being... Especially nowadays, being totally cut off and not being able to receive or send any kind of messages would be very difficult for a human.
Are you going to make an Instagram?
No.
I thought you just convinced yourself. I just want to send you memes, man.
Hey, you can send me memes.
I got to screenshot them,
oh,
and then I got
to
go to my photos.
Screenshot them.
And then all of a sudden, I have like 1,500 photos in my phone. I'm like, what are all these pictures? And all memes.
You can delete...
But then I have to go with my photos.
No, actually, you don't, because the iPhone allows you to take a screenshot, send it to someone, and then delete it all on the same page. You don't have to save it to your photos. You know this.
Wow.
The update's been around
for a
long time.
You're talking about how it pops up in the bottom left of the screen?
Well, then you click it, then you can send it, and then you can delete it, all from that same screen.
Okay, I'll give that a try. It's not the same as tagging you, man. I want the world to know that I tagged you. I want it to be documented.
Yeah, well, sorry about that.
I don't care that much, but I want to send you memes, man. I'll send you some memes.
Okay, please. I really enjoy getting a good meme.
Okay. Well, when we come back after these next couple songs, I want to talk about our mutual favorite meme as a best bromance on Club 10.
Sounds good.
If you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Excellent.
You are the reason that I wait on the corner of this empty street. Oh, I just can't wait to meet. There's so much a man can do. There's so much a man can say. My face. Any fool would do the same. Oh, to follow in your trace. And people come and people go. But I know I should have been the place. I know it. I've got this second chance. I'm gonna.
You are the reason that I wait. Told you I'm moving on to bigger and better things. Cause you never know how good you got it till it's gone. Thought I could find somebody new who could take your place. The list goes on and on and on. There was Nick and Nicole, Tiffany and Heather, but there's only room for you in my world. But you say that I changed like the East Coast weather. How the hell did I get caught up messing with these LA girls? Wish I could have seen that it was perfect how it was. Listen, I don't want this to be the way you remember me. Cause I know I was wrong. There was Nick and Nicole, Tiffany
me.
Talk to me like.
All right, you just heard Next to Me by Civil Twilight, followed by LA Girls by Charlie Puth, followed by Pull My Heart Away by Jack. Oh, God.
Can you read?
Followed by Jack Peñate. Is it Peñate?
I don't know.
Like, it has the I don't know. I used to know what that's called. Like, the same thing in Senora.
The Enye?
Yes. It has that over his end, which I think makes it Peñate as opposed to...
I actually didn't notice that over.
Peñate. Well,
also, he sounds like he has a British accent, doesn't he? Not that one can be British and also have the...
What are you trying to say?
Name. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm in fact trying to not say something.
I think it's funny how much like pressure that puts on the person you say it to.
It does.
What are you trying to say?
Because then you, in the split second, have to think about what you just said, make sure you didn't say anything offensive, and then defend yourself in the blink of an eye.
This is the world we live in. But Remy, we're down to our final 6 minutes. It is crazy how it goes by like this. About 15 minutes ago, I thought, wow, Remy and I didn't prepare enough songs because we're gonna run out. But then, and I was like, well, there's 20 minutes left. That's so much time. Mm-hmm. But now we just played a couple songs and we talked a little bit. We played a couple songs. Now we're gonna talk a little bit. And it's 5 minutes left.
Also, I feel like we acknowledge that every time we come to the last 5-10 minutes of the show. We're like, wow, it went by so fast. We say it every time.
I'm going to keep saying it.
Okay, here we go.
Your favorite part of the show.
Yes, and PSA this is relevant, time. As Dylan pointed out, because we were talking about violent video games earlier today, and I specifically mentioned Call of Duty, which is a game that involves guns. So, firearm safety PSA. Okay, well, this is actually funny because it says at the top 4 rules of gun safety, but then it starts at rule 0 and goes to rule 3. So
oh, God, no. Do you remember what I said with my coach and how when we do 10 push-ups, he makes us start on 0 and then claims that that we only did 10 push-ups, even though we did 11?
Yes.
I am so triggered.
Okay,
God.
Okay, well, you do some push-ups while I read this.
I'm going to send this to Will.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0. All guns are always loaded. Rule 1. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Cool.
There you go. Your 4 rules and or 3 rules.
Have you ever been paintballing?
No, but I really want to go paintballing.
I've gone once. It hurts.
It's what I've been told.
The first like 3 rounds my friend and I played, I didn't get shot. Well, I got shot in the mouth the first time, but you have like a guard on, so you didn't really, like a head guard on, so you didn't really feel it. So we won like the next 3. So I didn't really get shot with anything. And I said to him, I was like, I'm kind of curious. So he was like, do you want to just charge like stupidly and out in the open? I was like, sure. And we charged and ow.
Yeah.
Pain.
How many times did you get hit?
Probably 3.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was like shoulder, chest, and then like leg. And I was just like, I'm out. Please. Yeah, like enough. Yeah. It doesn't feel good. That's for sure.
That's what I've heard.
But it is fun. It was a lot of fun. I would like to do that again at some point in my life.
I think all of my experience playing Call of Duty would make me a pretty good paintball player. I also think that's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
I would be good because I am smart.
Remy.
And I know
that was your
angles.
See, that's where I would say, you know, they call me Dylan.
Mm. Yeah.
How do you feel when I get this close to the mic?
It feels exactly like how it sounds when we're testing the boom mic in the task cam and you get real close and you say,
baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Wait, I gotta do that one more time.
I don't know if you do.
Because I gotta keep it as low as possible the entire time. You know, I come up too high. You gotta give me some coaching.
Well, the song does...
Okay. Baby, lock them doors and turn them lights down. Remy, can you harmonize, by the way? Do you have that ability?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Here's what I'll say to that. I don't usually sing with other people. I know that I can create harmonies with previous vocal tracks that I've recorded.
Okay. Right? By the way, sorry.
What were you going
to
say?
Just, we're running out of time, so I wanted to quickly get this in before we kick ourselves off. Are we going to do our song that we spoke about possibly doing last semester.
We really should do that.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. We'll have to set aside some time to work on it.
Oh, I know that we said that we would write then do that, but there was another song by our boy John.
Oh, Luxury.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to reveal which song, but...
No, just kidding.
It's not that else. One. It's anyone but that one.
Well, then I'd have to set aside some time to make the cover of that.
Okay, cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we'll give it a try.
We'll give it a try.
Yeah. All right, well, we're down to our last minute, so let's say, you know, I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
This has been It's All About Perspective on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got one more song to send you guys on out with. It's a French song, again. It's called Comme des Enfants, and that means like children. And it's very nice, so I
it is very nice and good.
And you will like it. Enjoy. See you next week.
See you next week.
Comme tout se mêle, et du cœur à tes lèvres, je deviens un casse-tête. Ton rire me crie de te lâcher.